хорошо, дорогие.
Окей.
То, что сегодня я буду говорить.
What I will speak today to you about.
Знаете,
you know,
есть времена в жизни
каждого человека. There are times in lives of many different people where you have to open up your heart. Amen.
Я очень не люблю это делать.
I don't like to do it because I'm a man.
Женщинам очень нравится, когда мужчина мужа
открывает. You know, women like when their husbands reveal and open up their hearts to him. But the Holy Spirit has asked me to do it.
То, что сегодня я буду говорить,
what I will say today doesn't go into my usual ways of preaching. It's just, again, what I will say today, Holy Spirit let me say one of the unique stories of my encounter with Him. You never heard this before. It will be one of the deep revelations. He let me do it because I heard testimony of one woman, and she was speaking about that place where I was. And I received the go-ahead from the Holy Spirit to tell you some things. I believe that after today, your relationship with Him will change. I guarantee you that. Listen to me very carefully. I've called this message simply, it's probably even my thought. Do you want that, what you're asking for? Do you want that for which you are asking for? Because sometimes we're asking for things we don't even know. We don't even know what we want. When I open my heart, church,
я открываю его для разного рода хулы, плевков, грязи и нечистоты. Но, дорогие мои,
beloved, I do open my heart not so often and only when the Holy Spirit tells me. And I know that every single time when I open up my heart, this particular message changes the destinies of many. Listen to me very carefully. Maybe today I will tell you about what is behind everything that I do.
Все, что вы видите и слышите, дорогие мои,
everything that you see and hear, my beloved, this is my presented life and my ministry and my anointing that God gave me. Today, I'll reveal you that pain.
И те вещи, зачастую, которые даже моя жена.
And often, even my wife does not know.
Послушайте меня очень внимательно.
Oh, yes, my beloved.
Мы все мечтаем о помазании.
We all dream about the anointing.
О славе Бога в
душе. About the glory of God.
Но сколько из вас знают?
But how many of you know, not just by hearing? Why, my beloved, what is it going to cost you?
Кто-нибудь из вас вообще имеет?
Any of you have any idea of what it's going to cost you?
То, о чем ты
мечтаешь. That what you're dreaming about. For some, it's just games. Oh, God, touch me. Oh, God, come. Oh, it's so good to flow. You don't even know, God. Today, I will tell you, partially, some parts of God's heart where I was prohibited to speak for 18 years, and today He gave me the go-ahead and speak about it. 18 years. I will tell you about a place where God let's only his beloved. You tell me that God has no favorites. You don't even know God. There's a place that I will tell you about. There's a place where just single people get in there. Single people. Oh, God, touch me. Oh, fill me, Lord. You don't know God. What do you want to tell me? I don't know God. Yes, exactly. This is exactly what I want to tell you. So afterwards, when I'm finished, you will run to your God and tell Him, open up to me those things that I don't know. But you don't know a lot, believe me.
Oh, Jesus. Мне очень тяжело.
It's very hard for me to speak right now because from yesterday's evening, I'm in the glory of God. Listen. I'm a person that never shakes before anyone. Outside, when if I have to fight, or when I'm preaching, only when His glory fills me. Listen, listen here. Today I'm asking you, begging you to listen to me with your spirit, because your head is going to flip, I guarantee you. Your mind is going to flip.
I
could never even imagine ever how much all of this, what I'm moving in, will cost me. I had no clue that every new level will be a level of pain, losses, tears, and just torture. I could never even imagine what I have to constantly cry over those that leave, betray, you know, stabs me, causes me pain. You know, they just, you know, those people that I loved and then they could not handle, and those people that I just treasured and they couldn't handle the pressure. You know, the scariest thing in my life, you know? Every single time when God brings someone into your life, you ask a question. God, is this person who I'm going to reveal my heart to, and he's going to cause me pain? And I usually get nothing in return. A couple years goes by, and this is exactly what happens. And those that I have revealed my heart to, they bring me the deepest pain. And after a couple of years of life, you have to lock yourself in. But the Holy Spirit tells you, continue. I say, Lord, continue receiving knives in my heart? Yes, continue receiving, because someone will betray you, but someone will be with you. And you're constantly upon this cross. You're always revealed. You're always shedding blood. And you know, sometimes you watch these people that are clueless and they try to weigh your life and analyze you. You don't know me. You don't know where I was and who I was with. You think that God touched you and you felt all warm and fuzzy, you've encountered Him, you don't even know anything. Thank God that He doesn't let you come close to His heart, because if He lets you come close, you will go crazy. Hello. Today it will be quiet, I guarantee you that. Listen very carefully. This is not a sermon, it's not a message, it's not preaching, it's not something I made up. This is what yesterday, when I sat down to write an occasional message, Holy Spirit said, stop, close it. Whatever I will tell you, this is what you say. You know that the worst thing is? That you have to share all these things that the Holy Spirit gives you with people, how He moves, all the signs, wonders, all these exciting things that you're going through or things that you go through, period. And someone takes this sacred thing that you reveal to them, they bring it out into the openness and make fun of it. And it's usually not the world that does it, it's the children of God, quote unquote. Those that don't even know God's heart. Please tell me, do you love Him? How can you love Him if you don't know Him? Explain that to me. But to love Him, He has to let you in. To let you in into His heart. But how could He let you in if you will not handle it? He lets in those that are closest. He will reveal to you the sacred things, and people asking, where did you come from? From the heart of God. My Jesus. Listen, this message is not for today's day, but only for those that search for Him, really, really search for Him, will understand me. Everybody else, continue smiling, chew your gum, and we'll see you next Sunday when I will speak about the anointing. But today, I will tell you what stands behind the anointing. I want to be like Him. Listen to me very carefully. You don't want to be like me. You don't want to. I don't even want to be like me. You have a choice. I have no choice. I will tell you something today. I have no choice. How is that? Like that. I have no choice. I will tell you about that place where God took my choice away. Like that. Just pay attention. Look at my life. I'll tell you those things that only in the deepest parts of my heart God can reveal it. You cannot receive it through some sort of preacher. Listen here. Even after I'll tell you something, receive it as from God. You have to have your life with God. Sometimes you watch these interviews and programs, you know, letters about, or news about me or to me, and there's masses of them, and you feel how the Holy Spirit is in pain because of that, because his children to this day don't know his voice. Beloved, do you know why we have this horror in Christianity today? Look around. Look at the TV programs. Look. You know why are they doing this? Because these people were never there where God reveals to them his heart. They were never in these, you know, locked rooms, in the secret places of God's heart. They don't know. They do not understand what that is. Listen, my beloved.
I
did not ask what I will tell you today about. I didn't ask for my anointing. I didn't want to be a pastor. I didn't want to have anything in common with ministry. I had my ideas. Jesus himself came to me when 18 years ago. He personally asked me to do this. Did Jesus ever personally ask you to do something? You are moving from ambition by seeing and hearing. Did he ever ask you? Did he ever ask you? Oh, he's all by himself. Oh, he doesn't hang out with anybody else. Oh, guess why? He's a loner. Guess why? Oh, nobody wants to talk to him. Guess why? Oh, he doesn't know God. Oh, really? I could say something against that. On this base of not knowing, those that say they know, they don't know. Does anybody understand what I'm saying? I didn't encounter Jesus. I encountered love. Listen. This conversation
was in that
place where God let me speak to you about. It was a room of tears. Listen. Crying room. I am revealing it to you right now after that time where I heard one woman was speaking about the room of tears where Jesus took her there. And I said, Jesus, I can speak about it now because I've been carrying it for a while. Some of you don't even understand what I'm saying. Right now, this is just flies by your ears, past your mind, and past your heart. That only God can close that because some should not even understand what I'm saying right now, but some, it is necessary right now to understand what I'm speaking. Our Christianity, it is the biggest joke that the devil has ever made up. Oh, what do you mean? This is exactly what I just said. When you encounter with him, not just get to know him, he's not going to touch you, but you encounter him and you spend time with him. Personally, why do I do it? To wake up hunger and thirst in you. So after this service, you say, oh, occasional grace on this service. No, for you to sit in your car under the presence of his glory and say, God, I don't know you. Listen here. Every morning, God is my witness. I wake up and I say, Lord, I don't know anything. I don't understand anything. I'm a nothing and nobody. Please open up to me. This is my daily prayer. God is my witness. Every morning, I wake up and I say, beloved daddy, I don't know anything. Reveal yourself to me again and again. I don't understand things in this world. Lead me. I am all yours. I was taken by Jesus. I was amazed. Jesus was sitting on the ground in this dark room. He called me. He took me by my hands. He hugged me. And together we were crying. I was asking, beloved, why? Listen, some do not understand this relationship. Some people don't understand. What are you talking about? This is exactly what I'm talking about, that you don't know God. I asked him, why are we here? Why are we here? He tells me, I take into this room only those that I know personally and who I'm in love with. I'm not talking about this. I didn't even know any of this back then. I did not know any of this. He was crying and asking me, son, will you do this? I didn't know why was he crying. Why is he hugging me? His emotions, for me, they were misunderstood. I didn't understand. But he knew what I had to go through. You hear me? I did not know. We were sitting in that dark room on the floor. And I say, Father, what room is this? Listen here. What he told me just exploded my life. He said, this is the place where my heart is healed. I said, why am I here? He tells me, you're that person that will heal my heart. I said, why the people are not in here? He said, because I personally let people into this room. You cannot just enter by yourself. Does anybody understand me here? Oh, listen to me. Don't clap. Listen. Nobody needs it right now. This is not the time for clapping. Right now is the time for you to absorb what I'm saying. What I'm saying right now, it has to transform your destiny. Listen to me. I say, Father, I want to tell people. He said, I forbid you to speak it for a season. Believe me, in my history, there's a lot of things that I am forbidden to speak about, but this Jesus let me reveal this to you. I said, Father, right now, I will say this close encounter with you, and of course, they will spit at you again. He said, son, I know, but someone from this will receive something. You know, I love pure, clean love. Real love was speaking to me. Something that was so unearthly was speaking to me. Beloved, please ask him one thing only. Forget about everything else you're asking from God. Signs, wonders, miracles, you know, discerning of dreams. Forget all that. Ask him for one thing. It's just to change your whole life. It will change your whole life. If he will let you in there to reveal to you his heart, if you will ever will be in that room, if he will let you, it is called the room of crying, or the other words, he's called it room of his healing of his heart. I said, Jesus, you're so awesome, you're so cool, you've done so much. He said, son, I have a room where I need healing. I constantly receive wounds from who? From my children, that destroy my own works. By not knowing me, by not understanding me, listen, these people are not going to hell. You know why it's so painful for Jesus? Because it is his children. Why is it the most painful? Because the closest can, you know, give you the deepest wound, isn't it so? Remember how many times you're causing Holy Spirit pain and you ask for forgiveness right now. Oh, we're so cool, we're so awesome, we're so anointed, we're dressed so nicely and whatnot, you know, but we're Christians, but we don't know God. Ask him, beloved, if he will ever, I believe he let me say it. Why? Because he wants to reveal to you his heart right now. I believe, you know, that I cannot simply just say things because I am, you know, thousands of people listen to me. I cannot say things just to say it. I was battling with God for this message, and I was. I said, Lord, why? Why, Jesus? I love you so much that I don't want to let anybody in and so they could cause you pain. Beloved, if someone has no personal relationship, real relationship with, of love, you will not understand me. For you, God is just this person that you needed, like a 911, you know, emergency. You need him for emergencies. I said, beloved, you know, that he hugged me, he was holding me by my hands and said, son, You can't even imagine what it was. I am just telling you with my own words, but I cannot really tell you how it was. You know, I can't even put it in words. It doesn't even come close with what I was going through. He said, please, he looked me in the eyes and said, please. Some people will not understand this. He said, son, please, sometimes just come and visit this room. I will wait for you here. I said, Jesus, every day? He said, yes, son, every day. I need someone that will just simply love me and pour out his or her love upon me. Someone, not the, you know, beggars, not those people that wait for something. Oh, give me anointing or my call or ministry. You think I walk in this because I asked for it? I walk in it because I did not ask for it. I walk in it because he gave it to me. And when he was asking me, I said, Father, why do I need this? He said, son, believe me, this room is needed also for you, just like I need it. Because when I was healing my heart, he was healing my heart. His heart, he was healing my heart. You say, this is God. Find it in the Word of God. Where? This is locked. This is intimate room. It's like a bedroom. It's between you and God, you and your bridegroom. No one goes into the bedroom. Nobody reveals things that happen in the bedroom. Isn't it so, church?
Oh,
our lives will end, and we all encounter a beloved. Is he your beloved? Some people ask this question. How will I be with him there? Listen here, I will tell you, I will give you a revelation. You will be with him there as much as you are with him here. That is the law. I asked Jesus, how can I tell where I'll be, which place in heaven? He said, son, to this day you don't understand. You're already with me, and you're already making it up right now where you're going to be with me. Where are you? Where are you?
Have you?
Do you know where you're going to be? And with who? Once a week? This is your destiny. Once a month? That is your call. I don't want to leave. And every single time when I stay one-on-one with him, I always go back into that room. And I was there yesterday again, and you know what? I was enjoying it. You know, some people do not understand. Some think that I've closed my eyes and went there in the spirit. You do not understand. I personally go into that room. Personally. How? You know, God himself will have to reveal that to you. How? Oh, something. Oh, Shapovalov, he's just a firecracker. Just empty things. You know, I am forbidden to say such things that will explode this nation if I will reveal them to you. But it's not the time. It's not the time. It's a small fragment. And this was the place where it was an intimate relationship. You do not understand. I could not understand what it is, communion, fellowship, a bride and the bridegroom, a father and son, until I got into that room. You know that only in that room you will get to know God. Only in that room. Because it is the only place, the only place where he reveals his heart. But to know an individual, you can only do it when you get to know his heart. Not his sermon, not his preaching or message, just his heart. For me to know my wife, it's not just, you know, meetings before the wedding. It is working, you know, after the wedding. It is in the room. It is where we find out the heart, and we come together as one. You can't even imagine. Some people say, you can't even imagine, beloved. I know who I am. Why? Because he himself told me. You know why you have a ton of questions and flips and mistakes? Because till this day, you don't know who you are. And he can tell this. Only he can tell you this. Jesus personally came to me and personally asked me to do this, what I'm doing right now. He personally poured into me this word, that transforms my nation right now, and nobody has a question about it. And if you have a question, that you totally don't understand what is happening. This word transforms thousands, not because I am an awesome preacher that read a whole bunch of good books, because I know his heart. Everything that you need to once or somewhere along the way to understand what God means, ask Him to let you into His room of tears, of crying. Ask Him. That is a secret room. It is a room. It's exclusive room. And for 18 years, I could not say this revelation until only today. It's an exclusive revelation. Believe me, for some, totally do not have permission to understand what I'm saying right now. Once you get up, you will not even remember what I said. The Holy Spirit Himself will, you know, lock that from you because this information can cause damage or cause revelations. But those that God have given birth to, you are here and you hear me, you know exactly what I'm saying. This message is coded. It is coded. It will be revealed only by the Holy Spirit. And all those clowns that watch me right now, that, you know, laugh and say nonsense about ministry, you know, who laughs? Those that are last, they laugh, you know? Let's wait till the end, okay? And we will see who will laugh in the end. Let's not laugh and just right now or celebrate or judge before time. You know, because when He comes, and He will point out to His. Listen to me, my beloved. There are categories of people that God is raising up right now. Why? Why He cannot reveal this to everyone? Because nearly, you know, just not everyone wants to sell themselves out to God. Who? Those of you right now in your conscious mind, you don't need to raise hands. This is your conversation between you and God. Who can say, I am selling everything to you. I am considering all of it trash. I am renouncing everything that you need, take away. I simply want to know your heart, and that's it. That's it, just your heart. Who can say that? And listen to me very carefully. And He will take everything. He will. Listen. He wasn't lying and He wasn't hiding things. When Jesus was holding me by His hands, He was looking me in the eyes. He showed me a lot of pain and tears that will go hand in hand with my life. Back then, I did not understand. He told me, son, you can be with me. Come be with me. I did not understand that Jesus was telling me not because I will want to, but because I will not be able to live without this, because your heart is under such spiritual, destruction, demonic attacks. I have no choice. I have to live in the room of tears. You hear me? Some of you, you have a choice. Talk to God or spend this life just like wasted. I cannot do it because every day someone has to heal me. Every day. Oh, Shapovalov, oh, it's so easy for him. Easy? You can't even imagine what I have to go through in the night. Through what spiritual battles I have to go through. How many times? Okay, I'm not saying this. Nope, can't say it. Can't say it. I could go far, but I will hold myself in hands, my own hands. Back then, I did not even understand why Jesus was hugging me and He was sad. Why was He lamenting? Believe me, some people think that in that day I got to know Christ. I want to explain to you the secret. I did not
это было что-то настолько родное.
You know, welcome him in, or hello, I'm Jesus and I am Andre. No, I was. I said, wow, Lord, finally it is mine. I didn't say that. Oh, hi, Jesus, I'm Andre. Nice to know you. Can I give you a hug? This is nonsense. It never happened like that. This is something that's so family. It's like you never had a hand, and all of a sudden you get a hand, and you say, wow, it's supposed to be here. I couldn't work without it, but a hand is just, you know, not a good example, but it was a part of my life that I couldn't, you know, think, eat, or minister, or breathe without. Oh, believe me, this sermon is not for everyone. I see by the people in this room. I can see clearly what is happening. I clearly know what is happening. Because Jesus knew that what I signed up for. And how many times I would have to, you know, cry tons of tears, go through pain. But he promised that he will always will be with me. Back then, I did not understand. You know, I was sitting there with Jesus. We were crying our eyes off. We were sitting like this in this position. He was sitting like that, you know, right opposite of me. And we were hugging like this. And he was crying. He was crying upon my shoulder, and I felt like his tears were just dripping down. And I was thinking, Lord, why is Jesus crying like that? And you know, Jesus knows everything. Right away, he reads everything you're saying, everything that you mean, everything that you think, and that you even want to think. He knows. And he told me, son, you can't even imagine how you will not survive without this. He knew everything in the future. He hid it from me. Why? Because I say, Daddy, why did you erase practically all of these great revelations that you've shown me? He said, Sonny, I don't want to rip your heart apart. He says, I will be with you always, everywhere. Every single time when you will need my support, he promised me. He said, I will always be next to you. Some people search for God. I tell you truthfully, listen to me. I don't even know what it is to search for God. I don't know what it is to depart from him for a minute. My God is my witness. Not a single minute, church. I don't know. He's always with you. Why? Because probably I need it. I probably need it, yeah.
Вы знаете, даже когда сидел, писал все это вчера, я сидел в своем офисе, уже было поздно.
You know, when I was sitting there yesterday in the evening, I was crying and I was asking the Holy Spirit, maybe I shouldn't. You understand that right now I will, you know, reveal my heart, my deep things, the longings of my heart, those things that are yours and mine, those things that I don't even want to tell you the truth. I don't even want to say it because I know. It's like speaking about intimate relationship with your beloved to those that don't even know him and don't love him. And for them, it's just absurd, isn't it so? Imagine, before everyone, you tell how you speak how you love your husband and your wife, and they say, what do I have to do with any of this? I want you to be involved in this and to love your husband, beloved. Ask him for one thing, beloved. Sisters and brothers, ask him for one thing. My beloved, reveal to me your heart. When the Holy Spirit will let you into the room of crying, of tears, and you will become one with your God, beloved, to you it will be revealed all. Listen, for 18 years, I have no questions. You'll say, no questions at all. Listen, not a single question. Holy Spirit gives me answers to every single question. You know why you have a lot of questions and a lot of misunderstandings? You don't know God. You don't know him. Just admit it. How is that? I don't know him. Listen. I don't know him. Listen here. I don't know him like we can get to know him. You hear me? I had a privilege 18 years ago. Jesus let me into this room. He led me into that room. And, beloved, I'll tell you, there's just, you know, numbered people get in there. Do you want to go in there? Do you want to get in there? Listen. You know, right now, as I'm speaking this, this picture of dedication to those days before my eyes, this picture of me dedicating my life to God. What is an encounter? What is an encounter with God? It is when He Himself opens up to you. It is when He Himself, He Himself person, not me.
If
some person told you about God, including me, then you don't know anything. God personally has to talk to you about himself. Only God Himself will tell you things about Him, not me, not Him, not her, God Himself. This is why. In my life, only the Holy Spirit can speak into my life. It's not pride. It's not, you know, putting myself above everyone. In the beginning, I understand people need ladders and steps and leaders. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when you grow in communion with Him and fellowship, only God will lead you. This is how we're not going to have a competition, because God speaks to each and every one of us. He is our, you know, He's our ruler and command, chief and command, you know. Only children need those that will tell them, do this, don't do this, this is what you should do. Only grown-ups know when to shut their mouth, when to sit down, when to speak. Only Holy Spirit brings order. Oh, beloved. If you could only see, some people say, why is it He hates religion so much? Jesus hates it. Listen again. Religion, Jesus hates it. Religion has nothing again. I repeat, my beloved, religion has nothing in common with God. And will never have. I want you to clearly understand, but there's stuff. No, listen. There are people in there that search, but once they for real start to search for a live God, and they will say bye-bye to that place also. You know, take this week, you know, week of fellowship with Him. Just go deep in Him. You know what? Just fall into your God. Oh, beloved, I understand that some came here for another dose of something exciting, and pastor's in the wrong spirit today. I am in the right spirit, the most righteous spirit, because right now I am telling you those things that I live, you know, not things that I have to preach. You hear me? This is me. This is me right here. This is me, Andrei Shapovalov. Everything else, that's my call. This is me. Hello, welcome. Exactly. Everything that happens, it flows out through that room, through that, you know, locked garden. What is your room? What is that room for you? Listen. Did Jesus ever tell you how it is painful for Him and how He needs you? He can tell you about this for years and years. You want to say it doesn't happen? Maybe it doesn't with you. Can God say that? You can't even imagine what God can do. Can you just imagine when I asked Him why you could simply lock yourself away from the pain? He said, I want my beloved to hug me and to embrace me. You know, when I am in pain, the most, you know, and what is the most pleasing thing for me is for my beloved to just hug me, embrace me, and give me a couple of nice words. Isn't it so, church? Why? I don't know, but for some reason, it heals me. I ask Lord, why? He says, this is the place for my bride. I want for her to come here and give me compliments. Some to this day do not understand this relationship with God. They think, oh, I'm a nobody, and there in heaven, there's this all-powerful God Almighty. You totally don't know anything then. He has equaled himself to you. He became like you. You know, whatever you feel, he feels. Why? Because he wants it this way. He wants you to be with him. He is God, yes, but he is also your bridegroom. He is your love. He is your beloved. He is your joy. What do I have to do with any of this? You have to have this relationship. Right now, I'm telling you, my beloved, if you have no relationship, I fear for you. I fear for you, and I am saddened because not a single message. You don't need them. You don't need any of these messages that I tell you. You need what I'm saying right now, right this minute, this relationship with him, love for him. Beloved, I am dreaming about that time when all of this storm will end. That's called life. And I will be with him, and I will never, ever depart from him. Never. 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 About, I have this notebook that we wrote certain revelations and things that when Jesus was talking with us. One time, Sveta, my wife, got that notebook. I'm sure you didn't understand certain things. You understood? Listen here. I was afraid. I was like, Lord, why did she find that notebook? There's such crazy things written in there. It's like Songs of Solomon for Jesus Christ. Songs of Solomon. You say Shapovalov is crazy? Oh yeah, I've been telling you this for how many years? For a while. I'm crazy. Yes, I am his. Yes, I might be misunderstood by this religious world to these clowns that try to dissect me into pieces and put me in some sort of category. They don't understand anything. Nothing. Somebody's flipped out by the gemstones and the gold. You know what? I'm not even bothered by that. I am interested in one thing: for his heart. Relationship with him, that and whatever comes of that, I don't even care. Beloved will always give his beloved, you know, simple things, gemstones. Why? I don't know. He likes it this way, to just cover his beloved with precious things, different things. There's no meaning in them. Amen. And then the same ring that you gave to your wife, there's no meaning in that. None. And then the same necklace that you gave him, she didn't become better, she didn't become closer. You just wanted to do something pleasant, something pleasant for her, you know. It's just piece, an article, something, but your heart is in it. Why, beloved, why are you doing it? Because I want to bless you. I just to show you, yes, I can give you any teeth, give you bones, you know, but sometimes I do things that I want to do because they're pleasing to me. I simply want to give me my beloved something so they will just be joyful and excited, just be happy. Like children, you know why they do not understand us? Because we are children. Listen here. All of the depth, all of the knowledge, all of the wisdom, his heart, it is revealed only to his children. And those, the wise try to understand that they do not understand that it's right before their face. Right there. Right now. Thank you, Daddy. Oh, why do you call God Daddy? Because he is so close to me. Amen? He's close to me. It's like my daughter. I call her my daughter. I don't call her Ilana Shapovalova. Get over here. What? Did you fall off a high rise? I call my little daughter, and she calls me Daddy, Dad. She's sitting there, my little girl. I come home and she says, Daddy, and she blows me kisses. You know what? I don't say, shut your mouth. You know, you have to talk like this to the daddy, my precious father. Oh, my dear Lord. No. This is a daughter and daddy. And my relationship with her is none of your business. Because she is my daughter. And because I'm her daddy. Isn't it so? If he is your precious Lord Almighty, this is your relationship with him. God of heaven and earth. This is just such distance that you need to, you know, you take 20 years to get to know God. Imagine God of heaven and earth. Imagine where you are when he is. But my daddy is always close to me. Always close to me. Always. Oh, believe me, I didn't even start preaching. I didn't. You know, it's the problem when you speak out of your heart. Some that ask right now for something great from God, they can't even imagine what is going to cost them. Listen. Do you even know what it's going to cost you? His call, how much it's going to cost you? Guess why? Everybody asks, and only certain people receive. Not because God doesn't give, because you are unable to handle at least one blow. I'm not talking about the whole life. Betrayals and pain and knives in your back and blood and screaming and crying from the closest, from your family. Do you want the anointing? Come here. I'll tell you. Yes, and I'll tell you how much it's going to cost you. And after all of this, will you really still want that, what you're asking for? You know, this can only be asked by those that are fully, totally, madly in love with their God. Only those that are totally sold out to God can dream about it.
You know,
for them, they're no longer the God of heaven and earth, but is beloved daddy close. So close that sometimes he kisses my cheek. Who am I? Guess what? I'm a nobody. I am his son. Whatever is allowed by daddy for me, you know what? I react the same way to dirt.
Поверьте, у меня и того, и другого хватает. Поверьте, папа всегда балансирует.
You know?
Послушайте.
Listen.
Когда я читаю жизнь Давида,
when I'm reading the life of David,
я удивляюсь,
I am amazed, church. I am amazed at how much this person has to cry. You know, often we speak about David as a conqueror. We often speak about him as a person of power, of anointing and honor. But we never speak about him as a person who cried. When I remember the whole story of David, half of the psalms are spent in tears and crying. In crying, in tears, in lamenting, in betrayal, in discouragement. Listen, one of the scriptures, 1 Samuel,
20:41.
It's when David was leaving. When he was cast out by the king Saul.
Отрок пошел, а Давид поднялся с южной стороны и пал лицом своим на землю.
And as soon as the lad was gone, David arose from beside the heap of the stones and fell on his face to the ground and bowed himself three times. And they kissed one another and wept with one another until David got control of himself. And Jonathan told David, what does it say? That love between Jonathan and David, you cannot even equal it with the love of a woman. We're not talking about homosexuality here. We're talking about relationship. Such close and strong and deep relationship here. Can you just imagine? Jonathan betrays David.
Вы знаете, что Инофану нужно было идти вместе с Давидом?
He needs to go with David. David was supposed to be next to him. You know, he had to be close to him because Jonathan knows who David is and David knows who Jonathan is. Those people that were born by God to be together. I guarantee you, Jonathan chooses another way. He dies with an unrighteous, with a king that is possessed and throws spears not at David, but also into his son, Jonathan. 1 Samuel 23:18. And the two of them made a covenant before the Lord. And David remained in the wood at Horesh, and Jonathan went into his house. Let's go back. Chapter 20, we just read right now. Fell on his face to the ground, bowed himself three times, and kissed one another, and wept with one another until David got control of himself. This is your call. This is your reward. Tears. And weeping, and this is just the beginning. Soon, David will cry and weep over everything. Soon, David will weep over, you know, the rape of his daughter. Often, David will cry over the death of that son. Listen here, it is good when someone leaves and he hates the enemy, but what do you do when it is your children? What do you do when it is your beloved that betray you? What do you do? Just hate? No, you cannot just hate. Because for so many years you loved and you protected. You can't just turn it off, push the off button in 1 minute. Your face, I mean, the faces of these people are before your eyes. And this person is no longer in your life. But you are still occasionally call him by that. I mean, call someone by his or her name. Because he's that person is not around, but you still have that love for that person. Yes, he hates you now, he is cursing you now, but you still have that love somewhere there. You can't shut it up because you were living him for so many years. You were together. You went through thick and thin with that person. And sometimes you just say that name and you say, Lord, what is that? This person is no longer here. You want acceptance? You pray for anointing, think three times before what you ask for. I can bravely tell you, my beloved, that there will be buckets and buckets of tears cried over and wept over. You know, we are often separated, but, you know, because those people are not heading the same way. Our roads are parting, not because someone wants to betray you, no, but because simply they chose another way, and that's it. Your walk with them is over. He is simply choosing to go an easy way that later on for Jonathan is equal by death. Do not choose an easy way. Do not choose easy friends ever. Always walk with the strong till the end. Till the end. The reward, maybe you will never see this reward upon this earth. Ever. Some say, oh, we're waiting for Shapovalov to be accepted. Maybe. Okay. You know what? I could care less for this acceptance. I know who loves me and who my soul loves. I know. I don't need your acceptance. You hear me? I don't need it. I know who my beloved is. Our roads part because someone can no longer handle us. Believe me, I understand this and I'm not judging anyone. Someone has to pay the price with their own life for those things, you know. Someone doesn't want this. Some people don't want this price.
Сколько можно рыдать? А столько, сколько нужно, церковь.
You know how long you're going to cry? As long as you need. Because this church is not upon this map. You know, our generation is upon this map. How much? You know, How much does it cost? Ask God this question. What is it going to cost? Listen. Our Christianity needs total, radical reformation.
And
you will see it with your own eyes. You know why? Because Daddy already showed all of this to me. Pay attention. Watch us. Just watch us. Someone constantly picks on me, you know, pours manure all over me. It happens nonstop all the time. You know, as one finishes, the other one has got something ready. As soon as those guys are over, now they're making up something else. Listen, all of this is old. All of these forums, all of these YouTube channels, all of this nonsense is just nothing, nothing, nothing. We are moving by the revelation, and we're moving to the end.
Papa!
Daddy, I'm asking for one thing, my beloved. Raise up this generation. Raise up this generation. I believe, my beloved, that people will rise up, that will spend time with him always. Beloved, you can't even imagine when you will be with him in his presence. Believe me, he doesn't only have the rooms of tears, he has other rooms. But, beloved, today I want to reveal to you this room.
This,
you know, this side, this soft side of Jesus Christ, that not a lot of people upon this earth see. When I asked Jesus, why is it that not a lot of people go in there? He told me, he said, I let those that are close to me, and I select them, and I let them in. You know that your heart, I mean, somebody's heart can be revealed to you only by those that trust you. Can you just put someone whom you see on outside right now and somebody you don't even know, put him down and just reveal your heart? It's absurd, right? This is the same relationship with church and the Christ. They're just passers-by. Does anybody understand me here? We are just passing by. God wants to, but you could care less about him. That's it. He wants to, but you don't care. You are too busy because right now you have an encounter, a meeting with someone, and you have this and that to do, and you, till this day, you don't understand what is the most important thing in your life. Just live a little. Wait a little. Just drink of this world. Cry. And then when your broken heart will not be able, no one will be able to help your broken heart, put this message plate, and I guarantee you, he will let you into that room. Oh, Jesus. If God himself did not reveal this to you, where we're going, I am not accusing you. Soon, you will not be here with us. Listen here. Through the times of my pastoring, this, I'll tell you the truth, you are sitting here right now. This must be the third renewal. You're the third group. We kind of look at the videos, guys, right? This is about the third group. Oops. Will you be with me tomorrow? It all depends on will you encounter God personally. Right now, I just want to say goodbye to you right now, beforehand. Because I know that not everyone can carry this burden, this heavy load. Not everyone can handle it, because we are going till the end. If you are a Christian, just like an easy Christian, I want to just bless you and let you go. And listen, I have nothing against you, because I know, I understand. I also know very well that from this message, someone will poke fun and make fun of it. Go ahead, please. You know, but what's important for me is for you to understand and give you an understanding of what you have to go through. Why? Some people do not understand. Why do I need this room of tears, you know, communion? You know why? You never cried. That's why you never needed it. Your heart, listen here, your heart was never ripped apart by your beloved, by the closest ones. Who can heal this heart? Someone who's even closer. Someone who's closer. Who can be closer than my wife, my husband, or my children, my beloved daddy? He is the one, is the most closest. Some people ask, why is it I don't ask for people to pray or fast for me? Because I'm always with him. You hear me? Somebody says, oh, we need to pray for the pastor. Thank you. Go ahead. Pray. I love you. But listen, when you will flip tomorrow and you will not be able to pray, listen, I will have nothing against you because I always have my daddy that always touches my heart. You hear me? But my beloved family? Believe me, I've cried over many, many people that were next to me, and they're not here now. Someone who was next to me right now, they're poking fun at me. They're laughing, and over our team and everything that we do, and all of us put together. But listen, those that are born by God to create revolution, they will go through all of this. Listen, and before you sign up for this, Daddy already showed me all of that. You want to impress me with something? I'm going to tell you it's not going to happen. You know, you'll be able to cause wounds, but to impress me, no. You can cause pain and you can wound me, yeah. But because I will, of course, trust you by thinking that you will be with me till the end. Not with me, with Daddy till the end. We will have one dream, not just for your family. How many times have we seen this with my wife? As soon as family restores for 2 months, and again, they're gone. Oh, it's all good in the family. They're gone. Gone. Hundreds of people left through these two exits. Hundreds of people. You have a problem? Come, I'll pray for you, for God to heal you. And then we will see where you will be tomorrow. Oh, what is that? Who knows? For David in his life, he had to go through a lot of things, through a lot of pain, a lot of betrayal and tears. I understand the reaction of the people that used to love you, moving together. It's painful, but what do you do when you're betrayed by the closest ones to you? Let's read one scripture out of the Bible. 2 Samuel 18:33.
18:33,
2 Samuel. And the king was deeply moved and went up to the chamber over the gate and wept. Listen. And as he went, he said, oh, my son Absalom. Remember, Absalom was killed. And people do not understand. This is an enemy of the king. Can you imagine when your soul is ripped apart? He's your enemy and he's your son. What do you do? I want to kill him, but when he was dead, he was killed. I was crying because I didn't want his death. Tell me what that is. What feeling is that? And the king was deeply moved and went up to the chamber over the gate and wept. And as he went, he said, oh, my son, Absalom, would to God I had died for you. Oh, Absalom, my son, my son.
19:1.
It was told Joab, behold, the king is weeping and mourning for Absalom. So the victory that day was turned into mourning for all the people, for they heard it said, the king grieves for his son. The people slipped into the city stealthily. That day, as humiliated people steal away when they flee in battle. But the king covered his face and cried with a loud voice, oh, my son, Absalom, oh, Absalom, my son, my son. You want the anointing? You want acceptance? You want great influence? All of it, this is great, but will you be able to go to the very end? All of this can be achieved only when the Holy Spirit will be next to you. Please, my beloved, listen very carefully. Weigh everything right now and just think. Do you want that for what you are asking for? I don't want to take you into some sort of heresy or tell you you know, nonsense and fairy tales. We are going to the end. Church of Christ needs total reformation. Everything that you see again, I am confirming it. It's not a church. It's not a church. When you will encounter with his heart, he himself will tell you what he wants to see in his bride. When he will embrace you and together, the two of you, you will be together. He will tell you what is his bride, what is his church. And everything that you see around you, it's just nonsense and things that are made up by the hands of people. I will see with my own eyes the reformation of the church in my generation, in my nation. You hear me? I will see it. It doesn't matter. It's not important how many people will change around me, but I will see it. I will see a smile upon my God's face. I will see a smile upon his face. You want to go to the end? Welcome into the revolution. Welcome into the Reformation Church. Let's get up. My beloved and dear Lord, I'm asking you, let through this simple word, someone will change their relationship with you. Someone will overlook their easy life. Someone will relook their existence as a Christian. I'm asking you, my beloved, open up your heart and share with your children. Beloved Jesus, I'm asking you, open up your heart. Open up your heart to your children. Open up your heart. For your children not to ask, they wouldn't ask dumb questions and not waste years and years of their life on what they shouldn't be wasting their life on. Holy Spirit, come closer to us. We want to know you even closer and even more and more and more. We want to be with you more often. We want to run into your glory. We are waiting for all the signs and the wonders, and even right now I'm speaking and making a confirmation into the spirit world. All those churches that don't want the signs and the wonders, I'm taking all of those signs and the wonders, all the signs, all the wonders that are not taken up by anybody. I'm taking up all the healings for this nation. If someone is not taking them, I am. All the miracle workings, all the fire and the glory of God, I am taking all of that. It's not just going to be hanging and waiting there in the spirit world. I'm taking it. I'm taking it. Those that have hid it, will be taken away from them and be given to those that have 10. I'm taking it. I am taking it. I am taking it. You don't want it? Just tell me, and I will take it away. Are you having enough of your God? Thank you. I will take it. Because I am not getting enough of my God. Never. Never. Ever. And I'm begging God that till the end of my life, I will never be content with what I have. Till the end of my life, to have the fire, to have the hunger for more and more and more. Thank you, my beloved. I know. Right now, only single number of people understood me. I know that for this message will get maybe 5 or 10 years. Only then they will be upon that level of hunger to turn on the city. I am blessing right now, Lord, all those that are watching and hearing us right now. I know that this is one of those messages that will transform the minds of your children, Lord, because when you transform our plans, it is when you have planned something radical to change something in a radical way. Lord, let someone who is hearing or seeing us right now come closer to you by one more step. We're not bringing people to us, church. We're not bringing it to ourselves. I'm dreaming about one thing: for you to encounter that individual who I encountered. I don't need to preach to you. I don't need to teach you. All you have to do is encounter him who I've encountered, and you will understand everything. Everything you will understand. You'll understand.
Почему Бог допускает боль?
Why does God allow pain? Why, Jesus? Why? I was sitting there yesterday in my office and I was crying. Again, I was hugging my beloved and I said, Daddy, why? Why do I have to go through all of this pain and betrayal again and again? He said, Son, so your heart will become better, become more pliable, become softer. And you know what? Every single time, by leaving through some sort of painful moment, there's some sort of painful betrayal, my heart for some reason becomes bitter, isn't it so? For some reason you become softer, you become nicer, more accepting of others, you love more, understand more. Oh Lord, give it all, give it all those things that will change your heart. Oh, bless, be blessed, my beloved family. Let the Lord bless you, give Him glory. Take a seat, my beloved.